Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
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 Srimad Bhagavatam. So we're very, very pleased that you all have come tonight to attend this program. As we explained yesterday on the university campus, by this process of Krishna consciousness, one can become free of all anxieties. This process is not some artificial imposition on the mind. Rather, it is the awakening of the original natural consciousness which is already there within you. If one is eager to taste actual happiness, then we encourage you to take very seriously this process of Krishna consciousness. Because it will bestow upon you the topmost happiness. We say topmost happiness, but actually it is the only happiness in this world. To develop our dormant love for God. So, just as a match has fire within it, and when you strike that match, the fire comes out. Similarly, when you chant this Hare Krishna mantra, the original pure love of God that is within your heart becomes manifest. So we would simply like to request all of you nice ladies and gentlemen that you join this Krishna consciousness movement by regularly chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Because this will make you the happiest person you can possibly be. We don't charge any money for this mantra. We're giving it to you free of charge. Some gurus, they charge money for a mantra. But this is a cheating thing. The mantra, if the spiritual master is actually merciful, he will never charge money for the mantra. But he will give it away free of charge. There is one story of a devotee. His guru gave him a mantra. And the guru said, you must not share this with anyone because the mantra will lose potency if you share it with everyone. My order is just you must keep this as a secret mantra. But he said, by chanting this mantra, you will become liberated. So the disciple thought that the whole world is suffering and that this mantra will liberate them. Then I will give this mantra at the risk of disobeying my spiritual master's order.
Ja siis ta otsustas seda jagada, kuigi see tähendas, et ta ei kuuletanud oma vaimse lõpetajale.
For the sake of delivering all the people of the world.
Selleks, et vabastada kogu maailma inimesed.
So he went to the public marketplace.
Ja ta läks avaliku turu platsile.
And he announced to everyone that you should chant this mantra.
Ja kuulutas kõigile, et ta peaksid kordama seda mantrat.
And his Guru Maharaj heard about it.
tema kuru maha läks koolis sellest.
And he said, you're a rascal, you disobeyed my order. You will go to hell. And the disciples said, well, I don't mind if I go to hell, as long as all these people can be saved, it's okay. So his spiritual master, then he actually realized that, actually he said, you are a better devotee than I am. He realized what a mistake he had made. So actually these gurus who charge money for the mantra, who say that you must keep it as a secret mantra and only those who pay money can get the mantra, they are simply cheaters and bluffers. They are businessmen simply coming in the garb of guru for the sake of cheating the innocent people. So in this Krishna consciousness movement, we do not charge for the mantra. But we give it to you freely to help you realize who you actually are. And to actually be who you really are. You may think you're an Estonian. You may think that you're a male. You may think that you're a female. You may get all caught up in your body, like your finger. Instead of hearing nicely the class, we may sometimes get totally absorbed in bodily consciousness. And that's the problem, you see. Even though we have the opportunity to come to the transcendental platform by absorbing ourselves in hearing,
kuigi meil on võimalus minna transcendentaalsele platformile, kui me süveneme kuulemisse.
Our mind keeps dragging us back down to the bodily platform.
Meie mõistus tõmbab meid tagasi sellele kehalisele tasandile.
So this is why we have to hear with full attention.
Sellepärast me peame kuulema täieliku keskendumisega.
From the mouth of the spiritual master.
Vaimse õpetaja suult.
Because that will actually liberate us.
Sest tegelikult see vabastab meid.
The sound vibrations emanating from the mouth of the spiritual master have the potency to deliver us from the cycle of birth and death. So whenever we have an opportunity to be in the presence of a bona fide spiritual master, to hear him speak, to ask him questions, and to render him service,
ja teda teenida,
we should do so with great enthusiasm,
me peaksime seda tegema suure entusiasmi,
and with great devotion,
ja suure pühendumusega,
because that will actually enable us to quickly come to the transcendental platform.
See võimaldab meid jõuda kiiresti transcendentaalsele platformile.
Beyond all anxieties of this material existence.
Kõikidest nendest materiaalsetest muredest kõrgemal.
So we can ask now if there's any questions. Does anyone have questions? Some people say that Estonians are very shy and that's why they don't ask questions. But I see that the Estonians ask many questions.
Mul on küsimus, kas ma tohin lugeda raamatuid, kes kuuluvad Iskoonia, aga teised maharaksid ja pühendunud. Ja Iskooni pühendunud. Või ainult Srila Prabhupada.
He's asking if he can read the books by other ISKCON devotees or only Srila Prabhupada's books.
The primary curriculum is the writings of Srila Prabhupada.
Põhiline on Srila Prabhupada raamatud.
That should be your main focus of your reading.
See peaks olema nagu põhisiht sinu lugemises.
You may sometimes read other books, but the standard of whether those other books are proper or not is Prabhupada's book.
Sa võid mõnikord lugeda teisi raamatud, aga see standard, et kas need raamatud on õiged või ole, see on nagu Srila Prabhupada raamatud.
If you're a new devotee and You haven't read Prabhupada's books.
Kui sa oled uus pühendunud, sa ei ole lugenud Prabhupada raamatuid.
And you start reading other books.
Ja sa hakkad lugema teisi raamatuid.
There may be something wrong in those books.
Siis nendes raamatudes võib olla midagi valesti.
That will misguide you.
Mis juhendavad sind valesti.
I've seen even some of our ISKCON mail order houses for the sake of making money will sell books that will make money but actually have misinformation in them. When I complained to the devotee who was running the mail order house, he said, well, I'm a businessman first and a Brahmin second.
Which
is rather shocking for this kind of devotee to say that.
Esimeses järjekorras ärimees ja siis Brahman.
So the best thing is first of all become very learned in Srila Prabhupada's books.
Et kõigepealt sa väga õpi väga kõvasti.
Whatever it's translated in Russian language, your language.
On vene keeles või eesti keeles.
Get everything that you can, every possible book of Prabhupada in Russian language.
Kõik Prabhupada raamatud, mis on vene keeles.
And read it very, very carefully and thoroughly.
Ja loen et väga tähelepanelikult läbi.
And once you have a very thorough understanding of Prabhupada's teachings.
Ja kui saad väga hästi aru Prabhupada raamatutest.
Then you can read some books by Prabhupada's followers.
Sa võid Prabhupada järgijate raamatuid hakata lugema.
And that way you can make sure that the books are proper.
Siis sa saad aru, et kas need raamatud on õiged.
Because sometimes someone may deviate from Prabhupada's. A follower may go off on his own track away from Prabhupada. That happens. It's called upasampradaya. When one breaks off from the disciplic succession. And there are books even being sold in temple bookstores, I'm sad to say. By disciples of Prabhupada who left ISKCON and who are against ISKCON. And I don't know how a temple can possibly sell such books, but such things are going on in our society. Therefore, you should stick to Prabhupada's books. And if you have a specific question about a specific book, then you can ask your spiritual master.
Sellepärast jää nagu seda Prabhupada raamatute juurde. Kui sul on mingi kindla raamatu kohta küsimus, siis küsime vaimselt õpetaja.
Or the regional secretary or the GBC.
Või siis GBC sekretäri käest.
But I would be safe, you should only read Prabhupada's books for now.
Olla nagu kaistud, siis loenud seda Prabhupada
raamatut. That's to you.
Sina.
We're still trying to understand properly and get fixed up.
Sest sa alles nagu õpilad, kuidas...
You're still a struggling devotee.
Et sa ikka nagu oled selline...
You're not equipped to deal with philosophical controversies.
Et sa nii hästi ei suuda nende...
You need to stick with Prabhupada's books completely. Totally and wholly Prabhupada's books. And take permission for reading anything else.
Et loe siit sa võib-olla.
Aitäh.
Questions more?
I have a question that appeared this morning. It's perhaps a specific one, but why does Srila Prabhupada talking about souls name them he, if we know that souls has souls have feminine are feminine by nature?
Miks Prabhupada ütleb nagu me, nagu tema meessoost nagu ingliskeelsetes raamatutes, kui me oleme nagu inged nagu naissoost.
Yes, and generally you will see he talks about sons of God to apply the living entity.
Et kui ta viitab nendele elusolenditele, siis ta räägib nagu
in general he would call the living entities as the sons of God.
Jumala poegadele.
And also generally, he talks about he, the living entity. Generally, he is used as a literary convention. When in the highest philosophical sense, it would be more correct to say she, referring to all living entities as she. So it's a very It's a very, actually a very interesting question. So why the question is why Prabhupada has done that? Well, one way you can find out is you have, when you go back to Godhead, you can ask Prabhupada. That's one way to find out. Because I don't know if anyone ever asked Prabhupada that question. It's an interesting question. Another way to find out is to become completely pure devotee. And then Prabhupada can answer you from within your heart. Why he has been used. If you look in the Veda base, you'll see how many times the word he is used. It's, it's very much, it's very common that gender is used. Also, we talk about mankind. People have a problem with that now. Why we say, you know, how many men, referring to both men and women sometimes. The masculine is used. People find an objection to that. But actually if we look back in the language itself, the word man originally is not gender specific. It comes from Manusha, descendant of Manu. The Sanskrit Manu. So actually, man doesn't mean male necessarily. There's two kinds of men. There's a male man and a female man. Actually. Humanity. Humankind. So, in that sense, so there's different things that in language that are going on, but actually the word man comes from, means mankind. It means descendant of Manu. So everyone is a man in that sense. So we're all descendants of Manu.
Человек.
Имя.
Да.
Имя.
Man is a человек.
Yes. Yeah. In Estonia we don't have this word.
My mother told me that a woman is a man with a womb. Womb man.
Mm.
I don't know where she heard that, but my mother taught me that a woman is a man with a womb. A womb man. Yeah. Woman. So actually, she taught me that as a little child, but then I found that it was actually correct, according to what Prabhupada has taught us, that man means descendant of Manu. Mankind. Nowadays in English language they object. Well, you know, you can't say the chairman. You have to say the chairperson. You can't say a salesman. You have to say the salesperson. They're saying that if we use man, then we're discriminating against women. But it means they don't understand what is the proper meaning of the word man. It shows their ignorance, actually. They haven't studied the word origins properly to know what it really means. Salesman is not a gender-specific term. There's male salesman and female salesman. So whether or not the general use, we can understand when Prabhupada says why he, there may be some etymological reason why he is used or son is used, but we understand in the same, whatever the reason was that Prabhupada said, talked about all of us being sons of God, whatever reason there is for that, it's similar to, well, it's just different levels. I mean, in one level, in the spiritual world, even though we're all female, there are devotees who take male forms and female forms. So that's a whole other level of dealing with it. And it gets rather murky when you deal with all these different things. But I admit intellectually it's an interesting question.
Aga see on väga intellektuaalne.
Spiritually, I don't know how much value it has. But we are also, there's no harm in a submissive mood if we can intellectually analyze all the aspects of Krishna consciousness. And if one is really sincere about doing that as a means of worshipping Krishna, which it is, studying the Bhagavad Gita is worshipping Krishna with one's intelligence. Then Krishna can bless one. He will actually bless one. I've actually have wondered the same thing. It seems like a literary convention more than anything else. It's not denoting the jivas as being purushas at all. If that's what you're wondering. It's simply literary. It seems like a literary convention, just like we say mankind. Plus another thing. I've found that sometimes if you try to say he or she in a sentence, all the way through, you know, him or her, it becomes very tedious to write and very laborious, and it doesn't flow very well for reading. If I'm writing to a general audience, I will say he, because it's a literary convention. And if I'm writing to a female disciple, then I will say her. If I'm writing a specific letter, for a female disciple, then I'll say her. In the philosophical point. You know, Krishna bestows causeless mercy on the living entity, being very kind to her, for example. But in a general lecture, I will say he is a literary convention. That opens up a whole other topic. It appears it's a literary convention to talk about. I mean, on one level, this is not exactly what you asked, but it is something that has some relevancy. That, you know, we talk about, in a general philosophical terms, we'll talk about the living entity, we could say he or she. So why are we saying he instead of she? It's a literary convention going back for, you know, how long into history? Why? Well, the women's liberals will complain, well, it's a male chauvinist society, that's why. It's a male-dominated society. Anita speaks shorter sentences.
No, I can't translate it because we don't have different words for he and she.
All right, then at least he'll
understand. So that's what I'm saying, that she can sit close like they do it in Helsinki. Those who do not understand, she can talk.
Well, we have her here. Ujas requested that she be here because he's recording it, because he wants to. That's why she has come here on his request, so that the recording will pick up what she's saying.
To be able to spread among other Estonian-speaking
devotees. The thing is that...
So you want to make a different arrangement? We can do that.
Yeah, because you continue to talk and she's not able to translate.
Let me just slow down then.
Yeah,
or if there's some other arrangement, we can make it now.
It's like a conversation happening. It's not lecture thing like that. So
what do you suggest we do?
I prefer, because since she's not able to translate, it would be better in, like, for
them. We just have a person. We can just talk about it personally in the car or something, because it's not translatable. It's just fine points of English grammar. You know, it's not really so devotional. I mean, it's interesting, but it's not really the essence. Since it's there in the books, it is an interesting thing you can study intellectually. But in terms of, since it's not translatable so well into Estonian language, it's better if we just focus on philosophical points. So, Does anyone have any question about how they can get free of all anxiety and achieve the supreme perfection? Is everybody completely happy? Let me ask you.
Kas kõik on täiuslikult õnnelikud? Kas sina
oled? You're not completely happy.
Tema ei ole täiuslikult.
Why are you in anxiety?
Miks sa oled mures?
You don't know.
Yes.
Well, I know why you're in anxiety.
Mina tean, miks sa oled mures.
Because you think that you're that body.
Sa arvad, sa oled see keha.
You see? Because you're thinking, I'm this body, and you see, you, the living being, are eternal. You never get sick. You never get old. And you never die. But right now, you are thinking that you're that body. But that body is forced to get sick. It's forced to get old. And it's forced to die. So that's an automatic anxiety right there. The root cause of all anxiety is bodily identification. If you're on the bodily platform, then you must be in anxiety. If you want to get out of anxiety, the first step is to realize I am not this body. So, how will you realize that you're not your body? There are a number of ways. We will do a little experiment right now. Everybody in this room, point to your nose. Come on, everyone point to your nose.
Okay.
Very good. Now, point to your ear.
Nüüd pange oma näpud oma kõrva peale.
Now point to your forehead.
Oma otsa esistele.
Okay. Now point to yourself.
Ja nüüd ise endale.
Everyone point to yourself. Wherever you point. Because you're not, it's not clear. Point to myself.
Ise endale.
Because actually you're not the body. So what do you point at? If you point at the body, no one immediately pointed at their self. Because there's nowhere to point. Because we're not the body. Yes, you have a question?
Yes, I can't point to my thoughts, I can't point to my dreams. But do I have them?
I cannot point to my thoughts, I cannot point to my dreams.
Ma ei saa näidata oma mõtetele või oma unistustele.
So are you your thoughts?
Kas sa oled sinu mõtted?
But I also can't point them.
Aga ma ei saa ka neile nagu näida.
I also cannot find
them. I'm asking you, is what she said? I asked her if she was her thoughts. What was her answer?
No, she said, I cannot point.
Uh-huh. All right, okay. So you consider that you are your thoughts then? No, okay. So that also is not you. So the question then is, where is the real you? Do you have any idea what is the real you? You don't know. What about you, Clara? Do you know what is the real you?
Yeah,
I know. Yeah,
that
yes, she knows.
What? Oh, you already know? From Prabhupada's books?
Prabhupada Ramatatest.
Yeah.
She says she's a spiritual soul.
Well, that's good. She's trained in our philosophy. So, that is who you actually are. You're called the Atma, the spirit soul. So, then how will one realize the Atma, the spirit soul?
Kuidas keegi saab tundma seda vaimset hinge?
That is the process that is taught by the bona fide spiritual master.
See on protsess, mida õpetavad autoriteetsed vaimsed õpetajad.
The spiritual master has realized his actual spiritual identity.
Vaimne õpetaja on oma tegeliku vaimset identiteeti mõistnud.
And he travels all over the world.
Ja ta reisib üle maailma.
For the sake of awakening that spiritual identity within the hearts of everyone.
Et seda vaimset identiteeti äratada kõikide südametes.
When you awaken your actual spiritual identity,
kui sa äratad oma tegeliku vaimse identiteedi,
it's more wonderful than the springtime.
Siis on veel, veel imelisem kui kevad.
Here in Estonia, I understand the winter is very bad.
Siin Eestis vist, nagu ma aru saan, on talv väga halb.
It's horrible.
See on kohutav.
And in Latvia also, I understand, it's very bad.
Ja Lätis on see vist ka väga halb.
But when the springtime comes,
aga kui kevad tuleb,
and the flowers are blooming,
ja lilled tärkavad,
and the sun is shining,
ja päike paistab,
then it becomes very joyful.
Siis on väga lõbus.
Isn't it? So, when you awaken the Krishna consciousness within your heart,
kui sa äratad Krishna teadvus oma südames,
it is like the beautiful spring season.
Siis see on nagu kevad aastaeg.
The beautiful spring arises within your heart.
See ilus kevad tõuseb sinu südames.
And what do you realize?
Ja mida sa mõistad?
Does anyone here know what you realize when you awaken your Krishna consciousness?
Kas keegi teab, mida sa mõistad, kui sa äratad oma Krishna?
Can anyone say?
Kas keegi võib öelda?
Realize ourselves.
And what is that self?
Soul.
And what is the nature of the soul?
Ja kes me oleme, siis
spiritual.
Huh?
Spiritual nature.
Ja mis on,
and what is the nature of that spirit?
Mis on, what is it?
Eternal servant of Krishna.
Mataji knew. When you realize that I am the eternal servant of Krishna.
Siis sa mõistad, et sa oled igavene Krishna teener.
When you can come to that realization, I am not this body.
Kui sa jõuad sellele arusaamisele, et ma ei ole see keha.
I am the eternal servant of Krishna.
Ma olen igavene Krishna teener.
That is when your spiritual enlightenment begins.
Siis on see, kui sinu vaimne äratamine algab.
That will be the moment when the beautiful spring of Krishna bhakti begins to come into your heart.
See on see, kui see on siis see ilus kevad õitseb sinu südames.
And the deep, dark, hellish winter of material consciousness.
Ja see materiaalse teadvuse põrgulik talv.
Will go away.
Läheb ära.
So any questions?
Vähem küsimusi.
Kas kui pühendunu täidab neli reguleeruvat printsiipi, loeb 16 ringi, muidugi seda teenib selle maharadži. Kas võib öelda, et sellega tema elu missioon on täidetud?
If a disciple to serve his guru follows four regulative principles, chants 16 rounds, does it mean that the purpose of his life is like that this is the whole purpose of his life?
The actual purpose of your life is to reawaken your dormant love for Krishna.
On äratada see uinunud armastus Krishna vastu.
The mala, the vow of chanting at least 16 rounds.
See lubadus korrata vähemalt 16 ringi.
And following the four regulative principles.
Ja järgne nelja reguleerivat printsiipi.
Are there to assist you in developing your Krishna consciousness.
On selleks, et siin nagu aidata selles Krishna teaduse arendamises.
This movement is not called the International Society for Rules and Regulations.
Seda ühingut ei kutsuta ühinguks.
This is called the International Society for Krishna Consciousness.
Seda kutsutakse Krishna teaduse ühinguks.
The rules of Bhakti Yoga
Bhakti Yoga reeglid
are not the center of our life.
Ei ole meie elu keskpunkt.
They are tools that we use to achieve the central point of our life.
Lihtsalt tööriistad selleks, et me saaks.
Which is to love Krishna.
Oma eesmärgi saavutada, mis on armastada Krishnat.
Just like, what is the essence of the in the occupation of being a farmer, what is the essence of that occupation as a farmer?
Mis on farmeri töö tuum?
To have crops for feeding the people.
Et saada neid teravilju, et toita inimesi.
The tools are necessary.
Tööriistad on vajalikud.
But they are not the purpose.
Aga nemad ei ole eesmärk.
Having the hoe is not the purpose of being a farmer.
Et see ei ole farmeri töö eesmärk.
The purpose of being a farmer is to have the crops to feed the people.
Farmeri töö eesmärk on saada vilja, et
so the rules and regulations of Bhakti Yoga are not the goal of Bhakti Yoga.
Bhakti Yoga eesmärk ei ole need printsiibid ja regulatsioonid.
They are tools to assist you in realizing the goal.
Need on vahendid, et aidata sind mõista Jumala seda eesmärki.
The farmer requires the hoe and the different farming objects to do his work.
Farmeril on vaja erinevaid asju, et oma tööd teha.
But they are different from the result, which is the food.
Aga need on erinevad sellest tulemusest, mis on toit.
So the end result is you must develop love for Krishna.
Et eesmärk on arendada armastust Krishna vastu.
If you have not developed love for Krishna, then that means you're not practicing Krishna consciousness properly.
Kui sa ei arenda armastust Krishna vastu, siis sa järelikult ei järgi protsessi õigesti.
So you have to see that you're actually developing love of God.
Sa pead vaatama, et sa tegelikult arendaksid seda armastust Krishna vastu.
If not, that means you're committing nama para.
Et muidu sa teed solvangut püha nime vastu.
You know what are the 10 offenses against the chanting of the holy name?
Kas sa tead kümmet solvangut püha nime kordamise vastu?
Do you know what they are? If you're not developing taste for chanting, you have to see what offenses am I committing against the name.
Et kui sa ei tunne püha nime vastu kordamise vastu sellist maitset, siis sa pead vaatama, milliseid neist solvangutest sa teed.
You have to pray to Krishna how to get over those offenses.
Ja sa pead palvetama Krishna poole, et sa saaksid nendest solvangutest jagu.
Questions more?
Veel küsimusi.
You have a question. I can see it on your face.
Sul on küsimus, ma näen su näos.
My question is very open. It's about why there is a body, why there are excitements, why a thought, why can't I be just spirit by this material world?
Et miks on üldse see materiaalne maailm, et miks ma ei võiks lihtsalt...
She's translating. So, question is...
Oh, well, the question was in English?
Yes.
Okay, my hearing is so deficient. Tell what language it was. What is the question?
Why do I have to be a body or a mind or a thought? Why can't I be just a spirit?
Actually, you are.
Et tegelikult sa oled...
That is your actual position.
Sangjino...
But because you are under the influence of the material energy, you are foolishly thinking, I am this body, I am this mind. That is the influence of Maya, the illusory energy. Actually, you are not the mind or the body. You simply have to get free of the false dream of thinking that you're that body. And that you're that mind. You have to wake up from the sleep of illusion. And this is why the chanting is very, very important. This chanting is the alarm clock that will wake you up from the sleep of illusion.
See on äratuskeel, mis sinu sellest illusiooni unest üles äratab.
Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. I want you to become a devotee.
Ma tahan, et sa saaks pühenduda.
I want you to become a pure devotee and go back to Godhead.
Ma tahan, et sa saaks, et sinust saaks puhas pühenduda.
That is my request for you.
See on minu soovus.
You take up this process with all seriousness. So are you chanting the Japa Mala?
Kas sa kordad mantrat? No.
No. No. Well, then you get the Japa Mala from these devotees and you start chanting. You follow our regulated principles. No illicit sex. No meat eating. No intoxication.
Mitte tarbida uimastavaid aineid.
And no gambling.
Ja mitte.
By chanting and following these principles,
et järgides neid reguleerivad printsiipe,
you will awaken from the sleep of bodily and mental consciousness.
Sa tõused sellest vale
you will come to the liberated platform, Krishna consciousness. So that is my, I want you to do that. Will you agree to do that?
I may try.
What are the odds on you? May means there's some, you may not. So what are the odds? You may try and the odds you may not. But you, there's 1% chance you, and 90, you will, and 99% chance you won't. What are the odds you estimate?
50-50?
You may or may not. So what are the odds? How much percentage is on the may side? How much may is on the may not side? What is your estimate?
It depends on how well the coffee tastes.
It depends on how much it will be affected.
How much practical?
Yeah.
How much he's confident?
No, it's around sellest kui kui hästi kohmekki, et kohmest on väga raske loobuda.
She says that it depends on how much he likes the coffee because it's very difficult to give
likes
up
coffee.
The what?
Coffee. Oh my goodness.
Intoxicant.
Coffee. You would be willing to stay in the cycle of birth and death just so you can get your cup of coffee.
Sa oled valmis jääma sünni ja surma ahelasse lihtsalt selleks, et sa saaksid tassida ja kohvi.
You would give up an eternal life full of bliss and knowledge in the spiritual world.
Sa annaksid ära selle õndsustäis elu vaimses maailmas.
And take instead birth, death, old age and disease.
Ja võtad selle asemel sünni, surma, vanadus ja haigused.
Lifetime after lifetime after lifetime.
Elu järel.
Just so you can drink a damn cup of coffee?
Mis on selleks, et saaksid juua neetu kohvi
tassida? Please help this poor girl.
Palun, Krishna, aita seda vahest tüdrukut.
Hare Krishna. Actually, I was a boy, I saw all the adults drink coffee and I tried it.
Kui ma olin väike, siis ma vaatasin, et kõik täiskasvanud joovad kohvi ja ma proovisin seda.
And it was so horrible, I said, oh, I will never drink that.
See oli nii kohutav, ma mõtlesin, et ma seda kunagi
sain. Tastes bad. Tastes really bad. I mean, you have to force yourself to drink it in the beginning.
See maitseb väga halvasti, et sa võtad kunnimana seda jooma.
It's so horrible tasting.
See
I don't see how anybody can enjoy a cup of coffee.
Ma ei saa aru, kuidas keegi võib nautida kohvi.
But I have something to offer you.
Aga mul on midagi, mis ma selle pakun.
Why do you drink the coffee?
Miks sa jood kohvi?
Et ma jääks magama.
So that you wouldn't fall asleep.
Ah. So, okay. So, I will give you this benediction.
Ma annan sulle selle.
That if you chant Hare Krishna in the morning with great determination and fixity of consciousness.
Et kui sa suure sihikindlusega loed Hare Krishna mantrat hommikul.
You will get more energy from the Hare Krishna mantra.
Siis sellest Hare Krishna mantrast saad rohkem energiat.
Then you can get from 10,000 cups of coffee.
Kui 10,000 tassidest kohvist.
And I like to point out to you.
Ma tahan sulle
from a medical standpoint.
Et meditsiiniliselt vaatepunktist.
The more you drink coffee.
Rohkem sa jood kohvi.
You're ruining your adrenal gland in your body. Because the caffeine stimulates your adrenal gland to produce adrenaline, actually. That's what gives you the energy. It's the adrenaline. The caffeine does not give you the energy. But it stimulates the adrenal gland to generate adrenaline. That's what happened. So adrenaline is necessary if ever you're in a dangerous situation like a fire or a murderer or a wild animal. Adrenaline is held in reserve in your body for a big boost of energy in times of emergency.
Sul on adrenaliin kehas selleks, et häda olukorras seda saaks kasutada.
By drinking coffee, you're depleting your adrenal gland and wearing it out.
Aga sa kurnad selle seda adrenaliini tootva asja nagu ära, kui see
So tootva. When you need a strong boost of energy in an emergency.
Ja kui sa on häda olukorda, sa tõesti vajad seda adrenaliini.
Your adrenal gland will fail.
Siis see ei tööta see.
So it's better to get your energy by chanting Hare Krishna.
Et parem on saada energiat korratas Hare Krishna.
Because that gives energy to everything.
Sest see annab energiat kõigeks.
Coffee is actually bleeding the energy from your body.
Kohvi tegelikult väljutab seda energiat sinu käes.
And if you look on the, you just go to the internet, type in, you know, caffeine, and, you know, type in caffeine and see all the bad reports you can find on the internet about drinking, about
kui
caffeine. It's very unhealthy, actually. Very bad for the health.
Siis see sõna kofein ja vaatad kõiki neid artikleid, mis on nagu selle halvast mõjus, siis sa näed, et see tegelikult on väga halv.
So right now you're addicted to it.
Praegu sa oled selles sõltuvuses.
How many cups a day do you drink?
Kui palju tassi täis sa jood?
Four?
Neli.
You need to start winding it down. Go down to three, you know.
Proovi kolme, kui peab.
And then go down to two.
Ja siis mine kahe.
And go down to one.
Siis vähem.
And what you can do is get some kind of, they have different types of herbal tea, like there's one, I don't know if they have it in Estonia, but you go to a health, there's what's called chicory. It has no caffeine, but it tastes like coffee.
On olemas selline taime tee, millal ei ole kofeiini.
It's a coffee substitute.
Aga mis maitseb?
It's caffeine free.
See on kofeiini vaba.
And you can also get decaffeinated coffee.
Ja sa võid proovida ka kofeiini.
I don't know if they sell it here. Decaf, they sell it in the Baltics.
Yeah.
You never drink this stuff anyway. Yeah. And they, you might find some decaffeinated coffee also, which is sold. I know they sell it in America. I don't know about here. But you don't need to give it up. You really do. And chant Hare Krishna and stuff. Because you really, it's really not good for you. And you'll get so much energy from Hare Krishna. If you will chant, it gets the chanting beads and chant every morning, you'll just be energized on Krishna's name all day long.
Et kui sa hommikul kordad mantrat palve elmestada, siis sa tunned energiat kogu päeva.
So are there any other questions?
Kas on veel küsimusi?
So no one is experiencing any obstacles on the pathway. Everyone is smooth, sailing smoothly down the golden road of unlimited devotion. So what's the difficulty? You shook your head, no, what is the difficulty?
Just to name one, to go to bed on time and to rise up on time. It's not a piece of cake to do it properly and regularly. If one can't do even that, I can't do even that. So what to talk about other things?
Mm.
So we can see, but the point is, let's. Or as you mentioned, getting starting to drink less coffee, or it's not.
Well, for working a job, you have to be someone who works a job to earn a living. They have to regulate their activity, isn't it?
Yes.
If you can't get to work on time.
Et ta küsis, et näiteks on raske tõusta õigel ajal ja minna magama õigel ajal, et see ei ole nii lihtne, nagu ka see, et vähendada kohvi, see ei ole nii lihtne. Ja ta vastab, et kui sa oled töö inimene, siis sa pead nagu reguleerima oma päeva.
You won't make it.
Muidu sa ei jõua lihtsalt tööle.
It's like you're an employer, if some of your, if you have an employee who is chronically late for work.
No kui sul on tööline, kes jääb kogu hiljaks tööle.
Retain him or you will ask him to move on to another, to greener pastures.
Et kas sa siis nagu jätad tööle või siis
asetad
minna nagu
rohumaadele? To be regulated is necessary even for material success.
Isegi materiaalse edu mõttes on oluline olla reguleeritud.
A student can't make it to class on time.
Kui õpilane ei jõua õigeks ajaks kooli.
If he's missing classes.
Kui ta jääb tundides.
He doesn't show up for the final exam. He obviously will fail in his studies. He will not be successful. So even in some material thing, discipline is required. Do you think in spiritual life no discipline is required? Why do you think like that?
I don't think so. The difference is just in material life, all effects are instant. So you have
no. That's not true.
Or college you mentioned
student, your the college student. He doesn't get any instant effects. He's going to college so he can get a higher paying job in the future. He used to spend years with no instant effects. She is the translator. Okay, let her.
Aga tema ütles, et ei, et kui nagu üliõpilane, tema ka ei saa kohe oma tulemust. Et ta näeb palju vaeva, et saada lõpuks mingit asja.
So the college student is working without any instant effects, with the promise of future effects. Why these sadhaka cannot do?
Üliõpilane teeb jõupingutus, et saada tulevikus midagi.
When he was executing sadhana bhakti, why he cannot do? Even in this one city of Tartu, how many students are at the university? How many students
attend?
Do you know? How many students are at the University of Tartu? Who can say?
6,000.
In one city, 6,000 students are undergoing all kinds of austerities with no immediate result.
They
also pay money.
It is sent, they're even paying money to do the austerities. And, you know, they don't know for sure. I mean, they're not, they don't even have a promise of a job when they graduate. Some of them actually won't even be able to take advantage of their degrees. That's the reality. Some PhDs end up working as garbage men. So just in the hope in the future they will get some better life, they're paying money to do all these austerities day in and day out. So we are giving something that's much easier than that university student life. Because we are not charging anything. First thing. And second of all, we give prasadam. What do they? These students get? They get some dog food in the cafeteria. Isn't it? You must eat in the cafeteria. You were laughing. Do you eat in the cafeteria?
Not very often.
But you know what I mean when I said dog food. So, this Krishna consciousness is much more instant results than the students are getting. The students are going through all kinds of anxieties, how to pass the exam, how to please the professor. But we are getting instant samadhi. We are tasting transcendental bliss, chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Why do you think we are not tasting?
Et seda korrates me tunneme transcendentaalset tõndsust. Miks te arvate, et me ei tunne?
Do you think we are not tasting?
Kas te arvate, et me ei tunne seda?
So you?
No, I don't. I'm just. I never objected.
Huh?
I don't. I didn't object to chanting Hare Krishna. I just said that. It is if I can't finish one obstacle, that's or I can, if I have difficulties doing something, why should I ask about other things that are could be even more difficult?
It's like okay.
Että kunakin, että ei jäänyt midagi Hare Krishna vastu, aga lihtsalt, et kui tal on mingisugune probleem ja sellest on raske üle saada, miks ta peaks küsima siis teiste asjade kohta, mis võivad olla veel raskemad.
When you go to work for a company,
et kui sa oled firmasse tööle,
when you're not so expert,
et kui sa ei ole nii suur ekspert,
they give you some base pay.
Ta annab sulle mingit põhipalka.
And then when you become more competent to perform more difficult activities,
ja kui sa kui sa oled suutene tegema mingid raskemad,
they give you more money.
Sa tänad sa rohkem raha.
And as you become more and more competent, they give you more and more money.
Ja mida rohkem sa saad kompetentseks, seda rohkem nad sulle raha annavad.
So in the beginning of the pathway of Krishna consciousness,
Krishna teaduse tee alguses,
we may find it hard to fully surrender to Krishna.
Võime leida, et on raske täielikult alistada Krishna.
And get the full result.
Ja saada täieliku tulemuse.
But just as the new employee gets some base pay,
aga nagu uus tööline saab mingit
põhipalka, Krishna gives immediate results.
Krishna annab
the very instant we begin Krishna consciousness.
Kohe, kui me alustame Krishna teaduse protsessi.
And as we mature along that pathway,
ja kui me saame täiskasvanulikumaks sellel teel,
the results and the experience become sweeter and sweeter and sweeter.
Need tulemused ja kogemused lähevad üha magusamaks ja magusamaks ja magusamaks.
It's not that a devotee at any level is actually lacking.
See tähendab, et pühendunul on millestki puudu, kõik mis tasandil ta on.
Krishna is giving him everything necessary at every step of the way to help him go further and further and further and further.
Krishna annab talle kõik, et ta saaks minna edasi, üha edasi.
Do you know that?
Kas sa tead seda?
That's a fact.
See on fakt.
He's giving all facilities.
Ta annab kõik võimalused.
The problem is, we are blind.
Problem on, et me oleme pimedad.
We do not see how Krishna is giving.
Me ei näe, kuidas Krishna annab.
And you know the second problem we have along with blindness?
Mis on teine probleem?
We don't have faith.
Meil ei ole usku.
That's the second problem.
See on teine probleem.
So we are blind and we are faithless.
Me oleme pimedad ja me ei usu.
And therefore we're experiencing difficulty.
Ja sellepärast meil on raskused.
So the question is, then how do you get out of your blind faithlessness?
Küsimus on, kuidas sellest pimedast uskmatusest väljuda.
It's very simple. You have to associate with persons who have vision and who have faith.
Et me peame selleks suhtlema inimestele, kellel on see nägemine ja kellel
on usk.
As
we studied this morning in the Srimad Bhagavatam.
Nagu me õppisime täna Srimad Bhagavatamist hommikul.
By serving the Mahatmas,
et teenis mahatmaid,
you inherit their qualities.
Sa saad nende omadusi.
So a mahatma means that devotee who is not an illusion.
Mahatma tähendab see pühendunu, kes ei ole illusioonis.
And he is not suffering from that disease called ashraddha or faithlessness.
Ja kes ei kannata sellise haiguse all nagu
he has full faith that Krishna is the supreme personality of Godhead.
Tal on täielik usk, et Krishna on Jumala.
And that he is the eternal servant of Krishna.
Ja ta on Krishna igavene teener.
And by serving him you will develop the same consciousness.
Teendest teda saate tema teadmuse.
Therefore we humble ourselves before the Vaishnavas.
Sellepärast me oleme alandlikud Vaishnavat ees.
Vancha kapatarubhyascha kripa sindubhyaivacha patitanam bhavadevyo vaishnavevyo namo. The greatest enemy of our progress is
meie edu kõige suurem vaenlane on
that which inhibits or prevents us from offering full respect to the Vaishnavas.
See on see, mis hoiab meid
Do you know what that is? That which inhibits us from offering full respect to the Vaishnavas. Do you have any idea what that is?
Hoiab meid austamast neid Vaishnavas.
I'm asking you.
Selfishness. Selfishness.
Pride.
Yes. Selfishness, pride. There's describing similar words, that's right. Selfishness, pride, same thing.
Isekus ja õhkus, sama asi.
Pride, selfishness.
False ego.
False ego, yes.
Vale ego.
Therefore, we have to humble ourselves.
Sellest me peame olema alandlikud.
We want to taste the nectar.
Kui me tahame tunda nektarit.
If we are proud and we are puffed up.
Kui me oleme uhked ja üles.
If we think, I don't bow down to anybody. Like the boy who came the other night.
Nagu see pois, kes üks
he said, I don't want a sweet because I don't want to bow down.
Ma ei taha seda maiustust, sest ma ei taha kummata.
Remember that boy?
Yes.
He said, I'm not gonna, everyone else is bowing down when they get the sweet, so I'm not even gonna take a sweet because I don't want to bow down.
Et kõik teised kummardavad, kui nad saavad maiustust, aga mina ei taha seda maiustust, sest ma ei taha kummatada.
Actually, I told him, it's okay, you don't have to bow down.
Ma ütlesin talle, et see on okay, et sa ei pea kummardama.
But after I thought about it, I realized I should have told him, come here and take the sweet.
Aga pärast ma mõtlesin, ma oleks pidanud ütlema talle, et tule ja võta see maiustus.
Now, bow down.
Ja nüüd kumma.
I should have forced him to bow down. He would have gotten great advancement if I had done that.
Ma oleks pidanud sundima teda kummatma.
I thought I was being merciful by telling him he didn't have to bow down.
Ma mõtlesin, ma olen armulik, et ma ütlen.
But then I was realizing that I was actually being cruel to him by telling him he didn't have to bow down.
Et ta ei pea kummatma, aga pärast ma mõtlesin, et tegelikult ma olin julm.
If I'd been actually merciful to him, I would have tricked him into bowing down. I said, that's okay, just come and take the sweet. That would have been more merciful than I say, you don't have to bow down. So the spiritual master finds the ways and means to force the disciples to bow down by hook or by crook. Because the more they bow down and offer respects to the spiritual master, that's how they learn humility. That's how they learn to give up selfishness. That's how they learn to give up pride.
Et mida rohkem nad kummardavad, seda rohkem nad õpivad, kuidas saada vabaks sellest uhkusest.
And that's how they advance on the pathway back to home.
Ja isekusest. Ja niimoodi nad arenevad Krishna teaduses.
And taste the nectar.
Yeah,
we many times told the story of our godbrother Gargamuni Prabhu, who at 22nd Avenue, back in the days when Prabhupada was known as Swamiji, he raised his hands in the question and answer session. He said, Swamiji, everyone else bows down to you when you walk into the room.
Kõik teised kummardavad, kui sa tuled tuppa.
But I do not bow down.
Aga mina ei kummarda.
Because it doesn't feel natural to me.
See ei tundu mulle loomulik.
Is that all right, Swamiji?
Kas on okay, Swamiji?
Prabhupada said, you should bow down.
Prabhupada ütles, sa peaksid kummardama.
He said, because by doing it, the natural feeling, the natural desire to bow down will awaken within your heart.
So seda tehes sinu loomulik soov kummardada ärakab sinus.
So in this way, the spiritual master trains the disciples, even though they are not always feeling inclined to act in a devotional way.
Sel viisil vaimne õpetaja sunnib õppilasi, kuigi nad ei tunne, et see on loomulik.
He lovingly and patiently guides them how to act in a devotional way with the spiritual master.
With other
senior devotees. And with the devotees in general. And with the general population also. Any questions?
I have.
Yes.
Yesterday at the lecture you told that chanting Hare Krishna mantra takes to the another dimension of consciousness.
Yes.
But I have one friend who says that using some drugs takes him to another dimension of consciousness also.
He said what?
He said that by taking the drugs also he can go to another
dimension.
Okay. All right, we can talk about that. Now, you can take some LSD or some other hallucinogenic drugs, and you can, in fact, alter your consciousness. There's no doubt.
Et küsis, et eeloengust ütles, et kui me kordame Hare Krishna mantrat, siis me võime minna teise dimensiooni, aga samas ka tal on sõber, kes võtab narkootikume ja tunneb seda sama, et ta läheb mingi teise dimensiooni.
But because you're using a material object, namely that LSD tablet,
et kui sa kasutad seda materiaalset objekti, näiteks LSD tabletti,
to alter your consciousness,
et oma teadvust muuta.
That alteration remains within the material energy.
See muutus on selles materiaalses energias.
Therefore, you cannot achieve spiritual liberation by using a material pill.
Materiaalset tabletti kasutades sa ei saa saada vaimset vabanemist.
If you want to actually become achieve spiritual enlightenment,
kui sa tegelikult saad saavutada vaimset,
then you require something which is not material.
Sul on vaja midagi, mis ei ole materiaalne.
Golokera prema dhana Hari Nama Sankirtana. This Hare Krishna mantra is not a sound vibration of this material universe.
See Hare Krishna mantra ei ole heli vibratsioon sellest materiaalsest universumist.
This Hare Krishna mantra has been imported from the spiritual world.
See Hare Krishna mantra on toodud sisse vaimsest maailmast.
Your LSD tablet or your ecstasy tablet is simply material object, that's all.
Sinu LSD või ecstasy tablet on lihtsalt materiaalne objekt.
It is material chemical.
See on materiaalne kemikaal.
But Hare Krishna mantra is purely spiritual.
Aga Hare Krishna mantra on täielikult vaimne.
So you can ask your friend if he thinks that
sa võid küsida,
LSD is a very nice thing.
Sa võid küsida oma sõbralt, et sellest on väga hea asi.
And you can tell him this Hare Krishna mantra is like a whole room full of LSD.
Et see Hare Krishna mantra on nagu terve tuba täis LSD-s.
But this drug, it gives you, it takes you in another dimension by damaging your brain.
Aga see,
but Hare Krishna doesn't damage it.
All it's doing is altering the chemistry of your brain. That's all it's doing.
Et see muudab lihtsalt sinu aju keemiat.
But Krishna consciousness takes you completely out of your body and your mind.
Aga Krishna teadvus viib su täielikult välja sinu kehast ja sinu mõistusest.
There's no drug that can do that.
Et ükski uimast ei saa seda teha.
Questions, Mark?
Veel küsimus.
Mul võib olla väike kommentar, kui ma liitusin, kui ma sain pühendutega kokku, ma sain liha ja mul nagu ei olnud usku, et ma loen Hare Krishna mantrat ja nüüd millegist vabanen, aga Karuna Sindhu ütles loe ja ma hakkasin lihtsalt mõttes niimoodi kordama mõnikord ja vist nädala pärast ma tundsin, et mul hakkas isu, no ükskord isu kadus ära.
He has a commentary that when he came to the movement, then he ate meat and he didn't have faith. But when he started chanting the mantra, then he didn't have this. He didn't want this meat anymore. Just didn't like it anymore.
Yes, that is called higher taste.
See kutsutakse kõrgem maitse.
This is real, Krishna Khan.
It's untrue.
So, any questions?
A short commentary regarding. I haven't seen any drug addict who has achieved another dimension and remained there.
Et kommentaariks.
They always return back and suffer even more than before.
Ta ei ole kunagi näinud ühtegi narkootikumi sõtlast, kes oleks saavutanud mingi dimensiooni ja sinna jäänud. Ta alati langeb ja siis läheb veel suuremasse nagu masendusse.
Yes, that is fact. They may go into some so-called high state, but they come down again. But Hare Krishna means that you stay high forever.
Hare Krishna tähendab, et sa jääd pilve igaoseks.
No more coming down.
And sa jääd ei longa.
That is Hare Krishna.
See on Hare Krishna.
Yeah. Questions more?
Küsimusi.
This is the ultimate LSD trip.
See on kõige vägevam LSD reis.
No more coming back.
Enam tagasi ei tule.
Yeah.
No kuidas seda kontrollida? Päris uimaseks ei jää. Kuidas seda kontrollida? Uimaseks ei jää. Mulle öeldeks tööle, et ma olen nagu purjus.
He's told at work that he's like drunk. How to control himself?
Like
yes. Actually, if you are advancing in Krishna consciousness,
tegelikult kui sa arened Krishna teaduses,
you will not be you will become very expert person actually in everything that you do.
Siis mida iganes sa teed, sa saad väga suureks eksperdiks.
That is a sign of you're actually advancing in Krishna consciousness.
See näitab, et sa oled tegelikult tõeliselt arenud Krishna
teaduses. Just like Bhaktivinoda Thakur.
Nagu Bhaktivinoda Thakur.
He was on the highest level of Krishna consciousness.
Ta oli kõige kõrgemal Krishna teaduse tasemel.
But yet he was such a valuable employee.
Aga ta oli nii väärtuslik tööline.
Of the British government.
Et Briti valitsus.
He outperformed all his co-workers. He outperformed his co-workers.
Et ta oli kõikidest oma töökaaslastest üle.
So it's not that the devotee is some person who cannot function in society.
Pühendune ei ole selline inimene, kes ei saa nagu hakkama ühiskonnas.
He is very expert.
Ta on väga expert.
Whatever he's doing, he can be the best in that field.
Mida iganes ta teeb, ta saab olla oma ala parim.
Just like Arjun, he was a professional warrior.
Nagu Arjun oli professionaalne sõjamees.
It's not that when he accepted Krishna's order that he became so intoxicated he couldn't shoot his arrows anymore.
Et see on nii, et kui ta sai Krishna teaduse.
No, when he shot his arrows, they were right on target.
Oli nii võimalik, et ta ei suutnud oma vibu enam hoida, et ta sai alati oma sihtmärgile pihta.
So the devotee is expert at everything.
Pühendunud on kõiges expert.
If you're not able to perform expertly at your job,
kui sa ei saa tööd teha expertlikult,
it means that you have not very much advanced in Krishna consciousness.
Siis sa ei ole väga arenud Krishna teaduses.
Questions more?
Küsimusi.
Mul on üks
Bhagavad Gita.
Jah. Et seal Krishna toetab seda vabandust, kui ma tean nime, see A-tähega ja ütleb, et tal nagu oleks õigmata innustatud sõdima, öeldes, et tal on õigus troonile. Samal ajal, kui eelnevatel on ära selgitatud, et tema isa oli anastaja, see oli sama troonile anastaja, et miks ta agiteerib võitlema kedagi, kes on tegelikult anastaja poeg?
It's very difficult.
Sorry, you can speak in English.
There, Krishna says to this
Arjuna.
Arjuna, that he has to fight because it's his obligation, it's his right to fight for kingdom or something. But before that, there has been said that his father was taking away from his brother that kingdom. How can it be Arjuna's right to fight for kingdom at that time? It wasn't his. It was his father's, but his father had already taken away. Why he says that it's okay to fight?
He was the rightful. His father, Pandu, was the king.
Yes, but he became king by pushing away his older brother.
No. Not Pandu, no.
It was written there.
No. Pandu was the rightful king. Pandu was the rightful king. You're confusing. There's another one. You can mixing it up. I'll explain to you, okay?
Yeah.
Pandu was the rightful king.
Pandu oli õige jumal.
But he died untimely.
Aga ta suri enneaegselt.
So since he died, then his eldest son Yudhisthira is meant to inherit the throne.
Kuna ta suri, siis tema kõige vanem poeg Yudhisthira pidi saama selle kuningriigi.
But Yudhisthira was only a young boy at the time.
Aga Yudhisthira oli alles väike poiss sellel ajal.
Therefore, the brother of Pandu.
Sellest Pandu vend.
He was given the position of king on a temporary basis.
Tal anti ajutiseks see kuningriik.
Actually, the uncle.
Tegelikult see onu.
The brother of Pandu.
Pandu.
The uncle of Yudhisthira.
Yudhisthira onu.
Was disqualified for being the king because he was a blind man.
oli pime mees ja sellepärast ta ei saanud kuni
he was the elder, wasn't he, actually?
Yeah.
Actually, his name was Dhritarashtra.
Tema nimi oli Dhritarashtra.
Dhritarashtra being the elder brother actually would have been the king instead of Pandu.
Pandu asemel pidi olema kuning.
But because he was blind, therefore, his younger brother Pandu took the was given the throne. But now, when Pandu died untimely, and he was given the temporary monarchy until his Yudhishthira got old enough to take the throne. His wicked son named Duryodhana.
Tema õel vend Duryodhana.
Thought now that my father is acting as the king, let me take advantage and gain and steal all the power so Yudhishthira never becomes the king.
Mõtles, et ta varastab kogu selle võimu ja Yudhishthira mitte kunagi ei saa enam kuningaks.
So Pandu was rightfully had gotten the throne by the normal system. He was no power grab of Pandu. The power grab that you have heard about was not from Pandu. The power grab was from the blind king Dhritarashtra and his son Duryodhana. So Yudhishthira had four brothers, Arjuna,
Bhima,
Nakula and Sahadeva. So they were five young princes growing up in the palace. And the temporary king was Dhritarashtra. But this, everyone knew that when the Yudhishthira and his brothers get old enough, they will become in charge and the king will step aside. So Duryodhana made schemes and plots how to kill those five young boys. They tried poisoning them. They did so many things to try to kill, to murder them actually. They were all within the family. They were cousins. Because they were greedy for power, Duryodhana and his brothers, they were very eager to kill these their own cousins so they could keep the power. So Dhritarashtra and Duryodhana, they were very wicked, evil-minded people actually. And the sons of Pandu, Yudhishthira, Arjuna, Bhima, Nakula and Sahadev. They are very pious devotees of the Lord. They had no desire for the power. But it was their duty to take the power because that was their position. And actually when it came down to the battle of Kurukshetra, Krishna wanted the Pandavas because he wanted the Pandavas to fight the battle to get the kingdom because the kingdom is meant to be ruled by devotees, not by demoniac people.
Krishna tahtis, et nad võitleksid sellepärast, et kuningriike peab juhtima Krishna pühendunu, mitte mingisugused teemad.
It's like if Al-Qaeda wanted to run the government here in Estonia, that wouldn't be very nice if Al-Qaeda came in and said, we want to run your country now. And our first policy will be to murder all the non-Muslims in Estonia. You think it would be very nice to let Al-Qaeda come and take over Estonia? So, Dhritarashtra and Duryodhana, they were very wicked, and the way they dealt was very selfish and evil. So Krishna did not want the selfish and evil non-devotees to rule the world at the time.
Krishna ei taha, et mingid isekad mitte pühendunud juhiksid, valitseksid maailma.
He wanted that his own devotees should be rule the planet.
Ta tahaks, et tema oma pühendunud valitseksid maailma.
You see, at that time, India actually ruled the entire world.
Selle ajal India valitses kogu maailma.
So being king of Hastinapur at that time meant you actually ruled the entire earth. Hastinapur was the capital of the entire earth. And Dhritarashtra and Duryodhana were usurping the entire earth to engage for their own selfish purposes. So Krishna wanted his devotees to fight this battle. So that there would be pious, proper leadership on the planet.
Et oleks vooruslik ja õige juhtkond sellel maailmal.
But when the day of the battle came,
aga sellel päeval, kui see lahing toimub,
Arjuna was thinking,
Arjuna mõtles,
these are our own family members.
Need on minu oma pere liikmed.
We have always enjoyed family life.
Ma olen alati pere elu nautinud.
And if we kill our own family members, then how will we enjoy family life anymore?
Ja kui me tapame enda pere liikmeid, kuidas me siis saame nautida seda pere elu?
Who will be invited over to the palace on the weekend?
Keda me nädalavahetusel lossi kutsume?
So, no more social life with the family members.
Selsi elu enam perekonna liikmete vahel ei ole.
So, he said, okay, I let them have it. Sorry.
Okay, las nad võtavad selle siis.
He just dropped his ear and said, I'm not going to do this.
Yeah,
let them have the kingdom. Even if they want to kill me, it's all right. Just let them have the kingdom. He is such a saintly devotee, Arjuna. So it appears to be very nice that Arjuna is a pacifist. He doesn't want to fight in a war. He must be a great hero. He was a great hero, but the problem was the Supreme Lord himself wanted that this battle should be fought.
Et oli küll suur kangelane, aga Krishna tahtis ise, et see lahing toimus.
Arjuna was acting in a way which was displeasing to God.
Arjuna käitus sellisel moel, mis ei rahuldanud Jumala.
So that is not a good thing.
See ei ole hea asi.
If you act in a way that is displeasing to God, that is a bad thing.
Kui sa teed midagi, mis ei rahulda Jumalat, siis see on väga halb asi.
So the entire Bhagavad Gita was spoken by Krishna.
Kogu Bhagavad Gita rääkis Krishna.
To convince Arjuna that you must act in a way that is pleasing to God. So Arjuna heard very nicely the Bhagavad Gita. He fully surrendered himself to Lord Sri Krishna as his pure devotee. And he fought the battle and won.
Ta võitles selles lahingus ja võitis.
So that's the actual story.
See on tegelik lugu.
It is not story, it is history.
See ei ole lugu, see on ajalugu.
You can go to India and you can see the exact place where the battle took place.
See võib minna Indiasse ja näha seda kohta, kus
it is not some mythology.
See ei ole mingi mütoloogia.
You can go to Delhi, you can get on the train and you can go to the Kurukshetra train station.
See võib minna Delhisse ja sõita rongiga Kurukshetra.
And from there you can take a taxi cab, the train station, to the actual place where the Bhagavad Gita was spoken 5,000 years ago.
Ja sa võid sellest rongi peatusest sõita taksoga sinna täpsesse paika, kus see Kurukshetra lahing toimus.
So do not think that Pandu was a unscrupulous politician.
Ära mõtle, et Pandu oli mingi
He was a pious devotee of the Lord who was simply doing his duty.
Et oli lihtsalt vooruslik Jumala pühendunu, kes tegi oma kohustusi.
Do not hold any negative attitude against Maharaj Pandu.
Ära mõtle halvasti Maharaj Pandavast.
And his sons the Pandavas.
Ja tema poegades Pandavatest.
If you want to have a negative attitude,
kui sa tahad halvasti suhtuda,
then you should think how wicked was Dhritarashtra and Duryodhana.
Sa pead mõtlema, kui halvad olid Dhritarashtra ja Duryodhana.
For them you can have negative attitude, that's all right.
Nende suhtes võid halvasti suhtuda.
Questions? So, I think our time is up. If there's no questions, we can stop here. And we'll have one more class tomorrow morning before we go on now. We've come from We're touring all over Europe now. We've done a tour of Germany. We've gone to Finland. We've come now to... This is our third place. Of course, we went to many places in Germany. But so now from here, we continue on to Silame, to Tallinn, to Riga, and then an extended stay and also down in Bulgaria. So then doing a tour in North America.
Es homme on meil veel hommikul üks loeng enne, kui ta sõidab, nad sõidavad edasi, et nad käisid juba Saksamaal, Soomes, siis Eestis, siit edasi nad lähevad Sillamäele, siis Tallinnasse, siis Riiga ja siis Kaunasesse ja Bulgaariasse.
So we request that while we are gone,
ja ma soovin, et kui meid siin ei ole,
that you take up Krishna Bhakti very seriously.
Sellel ajal võtke seda Krishna Bhaktit väga tõsiselt.
Whatever you're doing now, if you can't give it up, at least you must start chanting Hare Krishna.
Et kui te teete midagi, mida te ei suuda, millest te ei suuda loobuda, siis vähemalt hakkage kordama Hare Krishnat.
Even if you cannot give up your coffee,
isegi kui sa ei saa loobuda kohvist,
you should get the chanting beads and start chanting.
Sa peaksid võtma need mantra helmed ja hakkama kordama.
And gradually, as you start to get more and more energy from Hare Krishna mantra,
ja järgkärgult sa hakkad saama järjest rohkem energiat kordama.
Your coffee drinking will naturally go down.
Ja sinu kohvi joomine läheb
what I'm saying is you don't have to artificially give up drinking coffee.
Sa ei pea kunstlikult loobuma kohvi joomisest.
Simply add Hare Krishna to your life.
Lisa Hare Krishna ellu.
And that day will come when you can't even stand a cup of coffee.
Ja tuleb päev, millal sa isegi ei suuda taluda kohvi, tassitäit kohvi.
So all of you here, you kindly come regularly to this center.
Te kõik tulge regulaarselt siia keskusse.
Bhaktan Karlin is here. She's very fixed in our Krishna consciousness philosophy and practice. You can tell him that.
Et mina olen siin, nagu ta väidab, et ma olen väga kindel Krishna teaduse praktikas.
You can take guidance and instructions from her on how to advance in Krishna consciousness.
Et minu käest võib saada juhendusi, kuidas edasi jõuda Krishna teaduses.
And if you can communicate in English, you can sign up for my free e-course.
Ja kui te saate oskate inglise keelt, siis te võite registreeruda tema e-kursusele.
You simply go to the internet www.
Et minge lihtsalt interneti www.
Back to home, BACKTOHOME.
Back to home.
.com.
.com.
So that's it. And now what's the next program?
Sampisharam?
Yes.
Järgmine program on Prashadam. Ehk toivat.